When I was coaching in a school, one of the hardest things to do was to explain technology implementation to teachers. Eventually, I realized that I had to be more specific with the language that I was using. That way, there would be no confusion about what I meant. You see, I would go into a class and say, "When can we work together on using some technology?" And depending upon the teacher, the answers that I would get back were quite interesting. Here are three of the answers I would get. A teacher might indicate that they did not need any help using technology. They had full command of their gradebook and could set up their data projector independently. I found that this teacher believed that educational technology existed for the teacher, to make lesson presentation or record keeping easier. Learning was a passive activity in this classroom, and the teacher was in full command of the gadgets necessary to keep it that way. Of course, I was talking about getting some technology into the students' hands. I wanted to move this teacher from entry-level use of technology to a place where the students would be actively engaged in instruction through the use of technology. I found that if I suggested something to automate processes, this teacher might stop and consider what I had to say. So I would start with student response units as a way to make things easier to grade. It was a win-win situation. The teacher loved being able to save time that used to be spent grading, and the students loved active learning that evolved. Once the teacher was able to see how the use of technology could change assessment, we could then have a conversation about pedagogy, formative and summative assessments and the like. All of a sudden, I was a fellow teacher and not the computer troubleshooter. Sometimes the answer I get would be indicating more interested in technology. This teacher would love to talk to me about using technology. We would meet at the appointed time and have a great conversation about all the possibilities that the teacher had thought about. We would discuss pros and cons and technology tools available in the building. Sometimes I would steer the conversation to an initiative that the school or district was prepping for. Either way, we would have wonderful conversations about how to plan for the use of technology or integrate it into a series of lessons. But then nothing happened. I would swing by the teacher's class in a couple of days, positive that I would see one of the ideas we'd talked about put into action. The teacher would welcome me as usual, but make no mention of the strategies we'd discuss. My task here was clear: moving this teacher from planning for integration to actual implementation in the classroom. The next time we'd meet, I'd be very strategic. Instead of just talking about possibilities, I'd begin making suggestions on what I could do to help. You see, in all of the conversations that we'd had before, the teacher had never made a decision on what strategy to try. So if I was really going to help, a decision would have to be made so that I could prepare for the lesson. Once we decided how we would use technology in the lesson, then we could start to plan support materials that I would need to create or gather. We would set a date for the lesson and then teach it together. Then there was the teacher whose affirmative answer was very specific. "When do you have time to teach me how to fill in the blank?" We would set up a meeting to go over the technology that was of interest, and since we were in a learning mode, I could throw in a couple of best practice ideas while we discussed what the teacher had planned. Sometimes I was invited to the classroom to debut the new strategy, and other times not. Regardless, the next time I checked in with the teacher, typically I got additional questions or a progress update on how things were going. This teacher had a clear understanding of how they could use technology in their classroom and the impact it would have on instruction. It enabled them to move from technology implementation, actually using the technology, very quickly. Three very different responses to an open-ended question. One thing that really helped me as I was talking to the teachers and planning with them was the Technology Integration Matrix by the University of South Florida. Using the matrix and examples provided, I was able to identify where the teacher was in their path towards technology implementation, and then use a common framework to discuss next steps with them. It's so much easier to help teachers get to a different place when you have a common understanding of a complex idea, like technology integration.